Thank you. ragazza.
Thank you.
attention now. Jesus, baby. We're doing this for the hometown. Yeah. I ain't even claiming no sets. I've been twisting my middle fingers up, proud I'm from the West. I grew up with my neighbors playing mariachi in the morning. My Adidas had four stripes, cause I couldn't afford the real thing. But anyhow, I still found ways to come with plenty styles. Rode my bike for many miles, I'm on a race. Up and down, Maria on the corner was the baddest on the block. But her brothers ran the block, gang banging around the clock. So I figure, one day I'll catch her chilling at the roller rink. Or walking home from school with a fool, cause I never did. But on to the next, on the bus to the east, to the mall with my friends trying to bag a little piece. The only Filipino family on the streets, and all my Mexican friends thought that I was Chinese. And the ice cream man used to give us stuff for free, and back then the police never gave us any beef. But
I don't even know what she's saying, man. What is that?
The Saturdays like they were yesterday. Day pass, flea market, movies and arcades, barbecues, fairgrounds, go-karts, taquerias, fun noodle, music in the park and fly senoritas. It's a hometown thing, I hope you understand it, cause the rest of the bay look at the Zay like it's another planet. But I keep a wide perspective like it's panoramic, sleeping giant, but don't think I'm lazy laying in the hammock. And they acting like we never gonna wake up. I've been resting this whole time, here to tear the place up. Clocking my hours in like a pay stub. Solar power, California suckers better pay up. And I ain't talking dollars and cents, I'm talking respect. Not going for chains, but going for next. We're right here, baby, and we're living proof. Fresh water to the roots, and we're growing through the roof.
Cut some on the beat. Bangers, baby. Great Resurrection.
Cloud Magazine. Sleeping Giants.
We're back. What an amazing set.
Thank you.
Yeah. Kutso in the studio was just stepped off the turntables, left them flaming.
That was my Case of the Mondays set.
Yeah, that was great.
A little more on the mellow side at points, but you know.
It's nice.
Yeah.
It's nice. So you talk about that set. I know that there's a lot going into that.
That's mainly a lot of the stuff that I'm feeling right now. There's some Sebastian in there, played some of the banger stuff, and ended that segment with Ray Resurrection, Hometown, produced by me, Kutso.
Yeah, that was great. How was working with him?
It's a completely natural process. I mean, like, me and him, we kind of knew each other around the way, and we ran into each other one day, and we're just like, dude, let's build on some stuff. So
nice.
Since then, it's just like, he'll come over to the house, and we'll, like, you know, generate some ideas and go to the studio and, you know, mess around, but... Yeah, it's just, I mean, it's almost like we've known each other all of our lives. So it's like, you know, very, very homie aesthetic there.
Homie.
Yeah.
Kinship.
Yeah, very much
yeah.
so.
So what else is in there? Sorry to cut you off.
Oh, no, that's cool. There was some Splatinum. It's a group called Splatinum. Feeling them right now. What else did I play? Onra. We discussed Onra earlier.
Right.
That was like, actually, that he just dropped that track last week, so it's kind of a demo. A little rough on the edges, but I mean, his sound is dirty anyway, so.
Yeah. Well, that's hot for our listeners then.
Yeah, yeah.
Bringing the new.
Keeping it kind of sexy.
New is the new black.
Relative. Oh, okay. I also dropped some Breakbot in there. Breakbot's somebody that I'm really, really feeling right now, too. A lot of good music out there, and that's most of the stuff that I was playing was, you know, stuff that I'm really, really feeling, whether it went together or not. It was,
yeah, no, I how could you not make it go together? We were chatting, I mean, we've always sort of talked about this, but with and you said this earlier, where technology is now, mm-hmm. you're capable of so much more as a DJ.
Oh yeah, for sure.
So it doesn't matter. You can like cross genres back and forth and still, you know, show and style yeah. like your audience.
The thing about music now is like all the lines are being blurred. So, you know, there's a lot of cross genre stuff coming out. You know,
yeah.
so everybody's kind of borrowing from each other, and I think that's where you know. DJing is you know at an all-time high right now, just because you know like there's so much out there, you could put so much of it together. There's also a lot of trash out there. I mean, you know, like the whole mashup thing, whatever, but you know, there's still creative ways of, you know, presenting different kinds of music to your audience.
Definitely. So. Well, I'm really glad that you were able to join us and present that to a KFJC audience.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
And group therapy.
Once again.
I'm blown away. I'm so glad that you made it. I mean, it's my pleasure, really. Before you go, I know uh-huh. you got to step on out. I have a few questions.
Okay.
So, first one I asked earlier, which was like your favorite discs and what have you, your go-tos. Mm-hmm. My next one is, like, the name of this special is Last Night a DJ Saved My Life. And I know you guys are out working, the bangers are out working, the streets hard, saving lives every day. I know,
like
I know
this. So.
Well, you know, music can change people. And you show just with your diverse palette of music that it's not just like one genre, and you're not that kind of a DJ, you guys aren't that kind of a crew that you just hit one thing
yeah.
and it's one note. But what was that sort of aha moment when you had that paradigm shift when it happened for you? Like, we talked about your history, but I mean, like, you ever been somewhere where you're like, dang, like, that's just moved you? And if so, what DJ did it for you?
Oh.
I'm sure that happens all the time.
It happens
so much.
Yeah, no, it happens all the time. And, like, you know, like, as you know, as you grow more and more interested in different kinds of music, you know, there's always going to be that sort of, like, landmark DJ that, like, you know, hips you out to something
right.
brand new.
Yeah.
But I have to be completely honest. Like, nobody inspires me more than Golden Child from the Bangers.
Awesome.
Like, he's always kind of just like, he's always delving into different realms of music, and, you know, we share that a lot. But I think when he started his Boom Zap Night at Cardiff, where it was kind of all presented in one package, like, you know, we had been getting into dubstep and, you know, glitch and electro and things like that. But I think once it was, like, presented in you know, under one umbrella, it was like, this is why we make heavy music.
Yeah.
You know, because this is the stuff that really pumps us up. So, you know, Golden Child, like, really inspires me a lot as a DJ. I mean, there's so many other DJs that really inspire me. Mama Bear is also, like, one of my favorite DJs.
I know if you're working with somebody, they're inspiring you, because you're that kind of a person.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, because it's like, you know, when you have, like, a natural connection with, you know, with somebody, at, you know, artistically, then, you know, who knows what you guys are going to build together.
We're going to end up next. Yeah.
yeah.
Forward moving.
Yeah.
I really like that. Well, I appreciate you so much for coming out. I wish you could stay the whole time, but I know we all have lives.
Yeah. I appreciate you having me, though. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. So if anyone's interested on what's going on with your crew, it's the Bangers, BANGERZ.com.
Correct.
And you're on Twitter at Cutso.
Yep.
And you can say what's up to whoever you'd like right now. There are many nights that you're around town, and your crew's going to be heading to LA for Low End Theory.
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, shouts to everybody who's like really backing us up from like day one. Like, there's so many to name, and, you know, if I start naming one, I got to name everybody, and I get flack for forgetting people.
Right.
Just, you know, you all know who you are. Seriously. Thank you guys so much for getting us here. Like, we still got a long way to go, and, you know, it really helps to have you guys behind us. So thanks.
Always.
Thanks for everything.
I can't wait to have you back soon.
Yeah. And shout outs to my crew, Bangers.
The Bangers. All right. And the Jabberwockies.
And the Jabberwockies.
Their Muse IC
yep.
at the Monte Carlo.
Yep. From now until November.
In Las Vegas. So those of you heading out to Vegas, you got something you can check out.
It's yep.
be pretty tight.
And pick up the album, Muse IC. On iTunes.
On iTunes. Yep. Yes. I'm going to leave you with a track. I asked Cutso, I said, what Prince? I mean, I know we love Prince, right?
Yep.
I'm not the only one with a guilty pleasure for him.
Oh, no.
No.
Not at all.
I know.
By any means,
company.
No. More of the people I'm meeting these days are like rabid Prince fans. And
well, I was just surprised, you know, because we have such an amazing library of vinyl. And then
yeah.
I go, you know, I like Prince. You like Prince. Let me see what's in our Prince section. And it ends up being like 6 inches deep. And I'm like,
yeah,
none of this. It all still has dust on it. It hasn't been touched in forever.
Yeah.
So I can get away with it right now.
Cool.
Our regular listening audience, it might not fly. But this is Last Night a DJ Saved My Life. So why don't you tell people what it is about this song that you love the most?
It's a very intense track. I mean, Prince makes really intense music. And I think, like, you know, when the 1999 album came out, his music kind of took more of like an electronic and, you know, rock sounds. But this particular track right here is like the standout track for me because it's so heavy and so slow, and it's sexy, it's dark, it's everything. And
it's almost ahead of its time too. I mean, like the album, it is. But
absolutely. And he lets out the most like blood-curdling scream ever in the song, so we gotta watch our levels on this one.
All right, we will.
This is should we?
Yeah.
Okay, this is Prince, Something in the Water.
Something in the Water on KFJC 89.7 FM. broadcasting from Foothill College. This is KFJC, Los Altos Hills. My name is Miss Tiza. I'm in the studio with Kaiser Soze. And we're taking the show back to Groove Therapy. But I do want to thank Cutso, the ever legendary and ahead of his time DJ who joined us from the Finger Bangers crew, or the Bangers as they're now known, with a live set and more. Did you have a good time with that?
Yeah, I did. He spun a really good set.
Yeah, he's fantastic. And I'm really appreciative of his time and energy that he spent with us today, and taking time out of his such busy schedule.
Yeah, he was having fun, though.
He definitely was having fun. You could tell. I know. We didn't have the live cam up, but we will definitely have it for you next week when we have Billy Jam, WFMU's Billy Jam, in the studio with several guest DJs. That's going to be a fun 4 hours. Are you looking forward to that?
Oh, yeah.
All right. For those of you who aren't familiar with what we were just playing, speaking of legends, the track was from Christian Marclay, who decided to make a phono guitar and perform a Jimi Hendrix album in 1985. But he just released this out on vinyl recently, and I heard that was a legendary performance, and it sounded pretty ahead of its time. We're going to get into some Electrolane. This track is off of the Rocket to the Moon album, and it's titled Long Dark. This is 89.7 FM and Groove Therapy.